The man who got traded twice in the same day at the Winter Meetings has found a home in Anaheim as Andrew Heaney picked up his first big league win on Tuesday night against the New York Yankees. Matt Wehmeyer joined by Bernie Pleskoff of MLBPipeline.com. Bernie, a pleasure as always, and there's a lot to like about Andrew Heaney. Give us your scouting report on the former first-round pick.
Matt, the big lefty is 6 feet 2, 185 pounds. And I don't even think he got to talk to the Dodgers on the day he was traded. He went from the Marlins to the Dodgers and then to the Angels. And the Angels gave up a very good ball player in Howie Kendrick. You are now beginning to see why the Angels wanted Andrew Heaney. 7 innings, 2 hits, 1 run, 2 walks, 7 strikeouts against the New York Yankees. He throws in the low to mid-90s. He's got a lot of sink on his fastball, so that sinking fastball is his bread and butter. He also throws a low 80 curveball, which he mixes in with the fastball. And then, oh, by the way, I'm going to really mix things up with a changeup at 84 miles an hour. So 3 really good, well-developed pitches, a four-seam fastball that he can mix in when he needs it. He's got a nice, easy delivery. He'll be very economical. He throws strikes. He doesn't rush. He doesn't hurry. He's got a picture-perfect delivery. So what we have in Heaney is a control command pitcher that should give the Angels lots of good innings, will not be a five and fly guy. He should go 6, 7, maybe even 8 innings because he is that economical. He is a deliberate pitcher, contemplative on the mound. He knows what he wants to do. He knows the sequence he wants to work in. And when he gets that sinking fastball, he can get a lot of ground balls. Throughout his minor league career, Matt, this is a guy that walked less than 3 hitters per game. And he, if I have a word for him, it's smooth.
Smooth indeed. And Bernie, his first 2 big league starts have been nothing short of sensational. What are some things, though, that you still want to see him improve upon moving forward?
If, in fact, that ball does not sink, then he gets it up in the zone and he can get hit. So he's got to watch out for that. He's got to be able to continue to keep that release point steady, repeat his delivery, and get the sink on the ball. And if he can keep doing that over and over again, repeating it and repeating it, he will be a very tough pitcher and a kind of a top, maybe a 2 or 3 in any good rotation, especially the Angels could use him now. I just think Andrew Heaney was worth the wait. Gave up Howie Kendrick for him, but this is a very good left-handed pitcher.